Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
Hello and welcome to Beauty Inside Out. I'm your host, Kimberly Snyder, nutritionist, wellness expert, and author. On this podcast, I share my experiences, insights, and knowledge with you on health, beauty, personal development, and wellness. Every week, we have interviews with amazing pioneers in their fields. Hello, beauties. Welcome back to our Monday podcast. I am super excited today to solo cast on the topic of how meditation can help to improve our performance at work. And today I'm going to delve into lots of different insights and research around this aspect of meditation's benefits. Of course, meditation, in my opinion, is one of the highest and best uses of our time. There are so many benefits across our lives in general, but this is one specific aspect that we'll focus on today relating to work and our performance, which of course is also very important. But before we dive in, I just want to shout out our fan of the week, who is Krisden7. And she, I believe this is a she or he, she writes, "Kimberly Snyder was the first person I listened to religiously. I have outlived breast cancer with many tips and education from this podcast. Thank you." So Krisden, wow, thank you so, so much for being part of our community. I send you so much love and strength. I am so grateful for you and for us being connected. So thank you so much. And thank you for your review and being our fan of the week. And we continue to send you love as you continue on your journey. And I would love to hear more about your journey. Please keep in touch with me and write in. So for your chance to be the fan of the week, please take 2 minutes out of your day. You could do it after this podcast, perhaps. Just please write a review on iTunes. And it's a wonderful way to support the show and to help spread the love and the light and the information. And you can also take a screenshot of the podcast on your smartphone right now. And you can post it on your IG feed or your stories, your Facebook, wherever you are, or you could text it to a friend or a family member that you think would really benefit from this information. And it's a great way, again, to just spread the love and to support the podcast. So thank you so much in advance from the bottom of my heart, sending you love. Now let's dive right into our topic today about meditation and how it can improve your performance at work. So I want to start off by talking about meditation in my life, where I gravitated to it probably, you know, more than 10 years ago now, probably around 13 or 14 years ago. I'm really bad with time. But when I started to go into meditation, it was really about just becoming more peaceful. And at that time, I experienced a lot of anxiety. I was and am a recovering perfectionist, and I was really wrapped up in grades and things I could show the outward world and achievements and so on and so forth. So as part of my around the world trip, I went to India, and I remember being in an ashram in Rishikesh, and really, actually, it was before that, even Makleo Ganj, which is where the, you know, the Dalai Lama lives, and just interesting place of India. That's really where I started to get into meditation. And I found, you know, Paramahansa Yogananda's book, and I started doing Kriya Yoga meditation. And I started feeling really connected, and I started to feel oneness. And this is, you know, after years of practicing. In the beginning, it was very, very difficult. My mind would be racing. I'd be thinking mostly about what I was going to eat because I was also obsessed with food. So my meditations, you know, I will say right off the bat, were not, you know, super amazing in the beginning, but I did stick with it. And I started to get a lot of peace. I started to feel just ways to deal with my anxiety. And I started to sleep better. And as a result, I was able to focus and concentrate more. So this is around the time where it was shortly before I got my first book deal. And now I just finished writing my fifth book. And as we'll talk about today, one of the other benefits of meditation is concentration and focus. And it wasn't, you know, admittedly, it wasn't the primary reason I got into meditation, but it was a huge, huge added benefit. I really don't think that I would be able to sit and be able to crank out these, you know, 300-400 page books without my meditation practice, quite honestly, because I was so scattered and not focused. I would get through college. I remember pulling a bunch of all-nighters by drinking a whole liter of diet soda and being able to study, but also having incredible anxiety. And that's not something that I wanted to carry into my, post-college adult life. And so I was struggling in work in the beginning. I remember having to get up a lot, feeling really anxious, checking my phone all the time. And this ability to really focus on one project, whether it is writing a book or whether it is finishing that website that you really want to finish or starting your new career or really being able to get through, you know, really focusing on your child for a period or helping them with their homework or whatever it is, this ability to concentrate and focus is a really happy byproduct of meditation. Now, I say byproduct because for me, and this is my personal perspective, I just think meditation primarily is a way to align. And when we align, we're aligning within ourselves, our words, our thoughts, our actions, and we're also aligning to the greater whole and we're aligning to source. And I really believe that we're all connected in this oneness and there is this greater intelligence. We can call it the universe. You can call it God. You can call it, you know, the divine cosmic consciousness, whatever you want to call it. But I do think that when we meditate, we are really tapping in to ourselves and we're tapping into the oneness. And there's incredible peace and insight and creativity that comes from that and love and joy and all those things. That's my primary, reason and motivation to meditate. Now, there is this whole other practical side. We had a podcast interview on here some months ago, with Dan Harris, who is an ABC broadcaster. And his perspective was really about anxiety and taking it out of the spiritual context to an extent of making it more grounded and to a practical life solution for, again, anxiety and concentration and focus, which is the aspect we're going to be talking about more today. So my perspective, though, is that it doesn't have to be exclusive. I love the spiritual aspect. I love the oneness, the connection, you know, the yogic, the bhakti, the devotional. But I also have very much experienced the very practical benefits of meditation where I can now focus. I can sit down. I have to in my life. As many of you know, I'm a really busy mom. Bubby is home full time with me and I'm working full time and I'm running a whole team. Besides running the books, being an entrepreneur is my number one day-to-day focus now. So before he wakes up in the morning, I have a couple hours of very focused work time, walking on the beach, but I'm doing a lot of very focused calls. And then when he's napping, I'm usually cranking out videos and content and writing and work. I'm doing some emails and working when he's playing next to me, but it's interrupted a lot. And we go to the park and we do different things. And then when he goes, so that nap time is really important. And when he goes to bed, I continue to work into the evening. And so for me, when I focus, I need to really focus and I need to really crank out because otherwise I wouldn't get everything done. So this can apply to your life as well. When you really sit down and you need to do something or write that talk or again, create some kind of curriculum for your child's school or write an article. I mean, it shows up in so many different ways. Write a timeline for a project or create some kind of, you know, if you work in technology or you're a producer, you know, I was just working with these fabulous girls over at BuzzFeed and the amount of videos they have to crank out and produce and just seeing their ability to concentrate and focus is something that can really be developed through meditation, through this practice of sitting and tuning in. And this is not new. This is something that we've seen with, historically with different monks, with different yogis. There was research in the 1970s that established that Buddhist monks who regularly meditated had much better performance on concentration tests. So this is something they started measuring in a more formal way. I also did some neurofeedback trainings some time ago back in Sedona last year. And the head researcher there, the creator of this neurofeedback system, had actually studied specifically Zen monks. And he had been studying their brain waves. And he found that as they meditated for years and years and years, there was an increase in alpha waves. And alpha waves are what we call, are the waves that we use to call upon when we're in flow, peak performance, high creativity, when we're able to really expand our abilities to write and create and, out of the everyday humdrum, but really to just tap in. And so he studied the brain waves. We're seeing, studying of monks and meditators in other ways through these cognitive tests and these performance tests. And it's really, really interesting to see. So I'm going to link to some of these show notes, some of these studies in the show notes. There was one that was back in 2010, and this was, there was 13 researchers that were part of this team. This was published in the journal Psychological Science. And this found that almost everyone gets tired after concentrating. We just wear out our energy. But those that meditated were able to concentrate longer and deeper, and they were more accurate. They were not necessarily faster. This is an important distinction in making decisions or going through, but they ended up being more accurate, which I think is really interesting. We run around so much and we try to jam so much in and we try to get more done. But really, we hear about this now where it's about slowing down to get more done. And I think that it's so amazing that these studies and focusing on meditation are really proving that when we're just running around like we, mice on a wheel, and we're just burning off so much energy. And I know because I used to do this myself. I used to have these crazy long to-do lists, and I used to really beat myself up if I didn't get everything done. I would feel like a failure. I have such a deep-rooted self-worth issue myself tied to perfectionism and doing. And meditation for me has been really healing in this aspect of dissolving that and just being more in touch with my essence, which is probably why, meditation feels like such a huge, enormous gift to me. And it's available to everyone in that way. But back to what we're talking about here, this ability to concentrate and be accurate. This slowing down meditation involves, there's many different forms, of course, but an aspect is listening to our breath and being here in this moment and not having 12 different programs running at once. So, when you go, I have an iPhone, whatever smartphone you have, and there's all these different programs open and you swipe up and you kind of close them down. Sometimes I don't do that for a while and I look on my phone and I'm like, holy crap, there's like 15 windows open here and they're all running their own little programs and they're sapping all this energy from my phone. So my phone's starting to get glitches. It's not as fast. All these things are happening. And when I swipe up and I close all the different programs, and I'm just really focused on that one, usually my email or if I'm looking at something in Google or whatever it is, everything runs more smoothly. So when we're meditating, we can start to come into this present moment. And again, there's many different techniques, but just as simple as listening to our breath and feeling our breath come in and out. Actually, let's just take a deep breath together. Just take a deep breath in through your nose. And then breathe out through your nose. And now we'll do a clearing breath. We'll breathe in through our nose. Exhale out through our mouths. And just by tuning in I feel like it's kind of like swiping up on our phone where we're taking different programs out. Now, as I said, it can be very, very difficult in the beginning. We're so used to running from thought to thought and our mind is going in a million different directions. But the more we practice, and that's why it's called a meditation practice, the more we get into it, the more we start to be right here, right now, whether that's writing something or it is being with our child or it is concentrating on some kind of program or writing or conversation. You know, we're talking about performance and work, and this paper I speak of here in psychological science is talking about concentration. I think when we are really present with someone, we know there's other research and other surveys tying our business success and our career success to our ability to be really people smart. But I think a part of that is being a really good listener and really being with that person that you're with, whether it's a business meeting or a conference call or whatever it is, tuning into what they're really saying and being really present. And I know when I meditate and I'm not stuck in, oh, like a million thoughts in this whirlwind, I'm more present in my business. And I really think that it does help move the needle forward. You know, what we're talking about today is your performance at work. We need to be able to be with people. And that has to start with being with ourselves. So when we're meditating, we are more apt to be grounded in that moment. And when we listen to people, they can tell. People can tell when we're sitting there looking at them, but we're actually just thinking about what we're going to cook for dinner or what we need to pick up at Target. It's on a subconscious level, I think, for most of us. It's very subtle. But we can tell when someone is standing in their full presence and they're really, really listening to us. It's really, really important to acknowledge. Scientists report 80% of our immunity is housed in our gut, which is our primary site for practically every disease. Nutrition assimilation, hormone production, energy regulation, hunger, production of happiness chemicals, and so much more happen right in our guts. That's one of the many reasons that our Beauty Detox probiotic formula has delivered such amazing results for those in the Beauty Detox community, and why so many choose our discounted subscription plan. Please sign up for your subscription today on shop.kimberlysnyder.com.
Get ultimate protection and durability for your painting project at Menards. Get a paint that combines durability and gorgeous color. Dutch Boy's DuraClean Interior Paint and Primer in 1 offers Stay Clean technology, making your home stay beautiful and clean longer. And with Dutch Boy's easy opening smooth pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards to get your paint project started today.
Save big money at Menards.
So there's more research I'm going to link to in the show notes. Another aspect is strengthening our immune system. Those that meditate, and this has been shown in some actual research, that our immune system strengthens. And I think this goes back to many aspects, dissipating stress when we're in the moment and we don't have all those programs running like on our phone. We can really deal more with what comes our way. And we deal with it, and then we move on to the next thing. And we get overwhelmed, and we think the world is collapsing on us, and there's just so much going on, is when we tend to break down, and our adrenals just get shot, and our whole nervous system gets shot. And then we end up creating more dysbiosis in our guts. And yes, we are more susceptible to sickness, illness, disease. So what's amazing about meditation is we strengthen ourselves, and we get immunity, and we can perform better at work. We can show up more for work. We can be more focused on our work when our immunity is strengthened. And so this is another practical aspect of meditation that is tied into our work performance. And I think that's really important. There's other research here I'm going to link to that talks about how meditation reduces stress and fear. So fear is a very real thing when it comes to our careers and our jobs and our work. When we're operating from a place of fear, we are not in our full power. We are not in our most, obviously, we're not functioning from a place of creative, expansive thinking. We start to get more closed and we start to feel more limited. And what I talked about before, my personal experience in meditation is one of dissolving. So it means I don't take myself as seriously. I am in the breath. I start to feel connected to everything and everyone in a bigger, deeper way. And when I dissolve those hard edges of just myself, I also do dissolve fear, because I, like you, like everyone else, have all these fears. I have them still. They used to be stronger. I will say they're getting better. But we, deep down, I think most all of us have these fears that we're not good enough, we're not smart enough, we're not big enough, we're not, smart enough, whatever it all these things are. And that's very limiting from a business perspective, of course. It's limiting in our life. It's limiting in our relationships. We start to think that we're so small. But with meditation, we expand. We tap into something bigger than ourselves. For me, I know I'm in a good meditation when I just start to feel expansive. In my being, I feel expansion primarily in my heart, but I also feel it in my throat. I feel it in my belly. So there's a physical feeling because everything is interconnected, but I feel it in my mind. I leave and I feel more clear, but I also don't feel as limited. So anytime you start to feel fear creep in, you're scared of hitting a deadline, or let's say you work in advertising or, something where you're supposed to come up with ideas. When you start to feel, oh my gosh, like all this fear coming in, it really blocks you. And so you can even try doing mini meditations at work, even for a minute, just breathing, closing your eyes, closing the office door. If you don't have an office, you're in a cubicle, go in the bathroom or go in your car, go for a walk and just breathe and tune in. And when you tune in, it means you start to tune out all the noise. When your inner critic, your ego is starting to get really loud and starting to really talk about all the doubt and all the criticism it has of you, and all this stuff is getting loud. All you have to do is breathe and observe and come back to yourself. So that's the other big thing about meditation, is it creates this space where we can start to really realize again, which is the truth, that we're not that voice. We're not that critic. We're not these thoughts running around. We're actually the observer. The true self is beyond the thoughts and the criticism, and it's going deeper than that. And we can only really go deeper than that when we take these times to meditate, whether it's a full practice in the morning or in the evening, or these mini meditations during the day. Otherwise, we move into fear and noise, and fear and noise doesn't help anyone. Fear and noise is, we show up at work, we're scared of what our boss is going to say. We're scared of speaking up in a meeting about our ideas because we think we're going to be laughed at or we're not smart enough. It means that we're scared to send an email out and reach for a meeting with someone we think wouldn't think we're good enough, or try different things. But when we meditate, it is the most powerful tool that I know of going past all that, into source, into stillness, where there is no fear, where there's just being. And when we're just being, there's this lightness. And when there's this lightness, we don't take things so seriously. Like, oh my gosh, this is just a person. So who really gives a crap if they don't think it's a great idea? At least I'm going to try. And maybe they will think it's a great idea. And at least I'm being authentic and I'm putting myself out there. So the meditation is really an amazing way of just, tuning in, but also just really not taking ourselves so seriously, so that we actually expand and we try more at work. Another part of work, though, is memory and remembering things. Actually remembering little tidbits of information that can help us with our project, remembering when we're supposed to get back to someone. Of course, we can write these things down, but sometimes we forget. Remembering something that we came across on our desk that we could actually put into a paper or add into a meeting or whatever. So in that way, there's actually some research that shows that meditation and mindfulness, and this was an 8-week training study on different individuals. And what they found was the working memory capacity increased with meditation practice. And this was done over 8 weeks. And it found that those that meditated were directly able to increase their memory. And that is, as I mentioned, an important aspect of improving our work as well. I think it's related to what we talked about earlier, when there's all these programs running on our phone, and if we don't swipe up, they're constantly running and running and running. And then we kind of lose steam and we get forgetful, and all these things start creeping in because we're not really focused on one thing at a time, which is what we really need to do to be successful. It's not juggling a million things at once. We may juggle things during the day and during different time periods, but when we're really concentrated, we can go deep on one thing at a time. And meditation really helps us do that. And so, again, it's just amazing that in clinical research, this has been shown to improve our memory as well as our concentration, as well as our focus. And of course, we've talked about reducing stress. When we feel lots of stress, and I'll link to show notes here as well, when we feel a lot of stress, this is related to the fear. We're not making clear decisions that may be for our highest and creative power. We may just be ticking things off, going through the motions, going through things half-hearted, and that is really going to come off in our work as well. So work, you know, I don't even like that word because it sounds like such drudgery. So let's say our careers, whatever we're focusing on, we are all unique beings. There is no one in the world like you. So whenever you're going into writing a book or writing an article or writing a program or creating a curriculum for a child, the way you play a game, whatever it is, only you can do it in that way. And so this clear space that comes from being in the moment, you know, Eckhart Tolle always says being in the now, this is the source of creativity that will really further your career and what you want to create in the world. And that is so, so furthered and so strengthened and so supported by meditation, because we are training ourselves to be here, to be with our breath, to start clearing the mind, not following as many thought patterns, being here right now. And again, I know it's not easy. I know that we sit down to meditate, and for a lot of us, we start to think we're wasting our time, or how could this possibly work, or I'm just thinking. But I do promise you, if you continue and you're regular with it, as I was in mine, because it's still a work in progress for me, but oh my gosh, how much better it's gotten. So I know it can get better for you as well. I used to set my alarm for, you know, 30 minutes was my goal. And I would just sit there and squeeze my eyes closed and think about a million things and think, oh my gosh, okay, now I've got it. I've been sitting here for so long. And I remember looking at my phone and it would be like 7 minutes. Wow. Okay. I'm not even close to 30 minutes. So now I don't always do 30 minutes, but sometimes I do. Sometimes I do far beyond that. But sometimes I only do, you know, 10 or 15 minutes, but I do it regularly. I really do sit in the morning, in the evening, and I make it part of my life and I make it a priority. And so I would encourage you, for all these different reasons, for improving your work, your career, your focus, which was the focus of our podcast today, but also your deeper connection. And that to me is the primary reason. And I will mention it here, even though it's not the primary focus of today's podcast, but just that connection, which to me is the source of joy and peace. But also, yes, work and career. If you keep these in mind, this can be a great motivating factor, hopefully, for staying true to your practice. And it doesn't have to be super long, even in the beginning, even if it's just 3 minutes or 5 minutes, really getting into this discipline of carving it out for yourself, before you get pulled into the chaos of the day, you know, turning the TV off a little bit earlier, before you get too tired to meditate in the evening, whatever it is you're doing in the evening, really just getting into it, the benefits will continue to grow and grow and grow. And you will just start to see, ah, this stuff really works. This whole meditation thing, I see why people are talking about it so much. I see why those monks were doing it for so long. I see why the yogis are talking about it. I see why the great yogis like Yogananda bases his whole philosophy on, yes, read, yes, get knowledge, yes, acquire wisdom, but most importantly is sitting and meditating, and this is where the benefits are really to be had. So I will leave you with some meditation resources. We will link to them in the show notes. We have some free meditation downloads. Some of us like to be guided through and hear a voice. So if that's of interest to you, they're absolutely free. They are on KimberlySnyder.com. You can just download them and use them. Or there's so many different meditation apps and programs. I'm a huge, you know, Eckhart Tolle fan. Of course, Deepak, my co-author in Radical Beauty, Deepak Chopra, has meditations that you can check out for yourself. We also have our Sleep Well program. If you haven't yet taken our sleep quiz at KimberlySnyder.com, you can go through the quiz and check out the program. And there's brand new meditations in there, which are focused not only on relaxation in the evening, but also helping you manifest in your subconscious what you want to create in your life. So doing these meditations before bed can really help cultivate that as well. So there's many, many resources out there. But the main thing is just to find one that works for you, where you can sit and be with your breath and take that time for yourself, evening and morning, morning and evening. And again, you will have so many benefits: peace, joy, increased concentration, creativity, focus, memory at work. And I really, from the bottom of my heart, I hope you really take the time to explore it, because I want you to feel your best. I want you to reach your fullest potential for vitality and expression and just happiness. I think we're here to experience all these experiences and grow and get in touch with that joy and peace that's available to all of us. You know, I speak from experience, from someone that's been through so much anxiety and stress, a lot of it self-imposed, to now just having a much lighter experience of life, being out on the other side. I'm still on the journey. I'm still working through. I have a lot of work to do myself, but it has definitely gotten a lot lighter. And I would, you know, definitely want the same for you. So thank you so much, beauties, for tuning in today. I hope you enjoyed our solo cast time together. Remember, if you have any topics, any questions you want me to cover, please go to KimberlySnyder.com/AskKimberly, and you can submit your questions there. You can also submit them in the Beauty Detox Foods group or on social, on my Instagram channel, Instagram feed rather, anywhere that you are. You can submit your questions and we will be checking all around. I send you so much love. A little shout out again to take a moment to please leave a review on iTunes if you haven't yet already, and the wonderful way to spread the love. And I will see you back here Thursday for our Q&A podcast. So please take care of yourself. Please take some time to breathe today, if anything. Give yourself some love. Remember how special and completely unique you are. I love you. Thank you for being in the community. I am so grateful for you. I will see you soon. Take care. Bye-bye. Okay, beauties, I will be back with you on Thursday for my Q&A session show, where I answer questions from the Beauty Detox community. To submit your question, please go to KimberlySnyder.com/AskKimberly. Thanks so much, and see you again soon. And always remember,
progress, not perfection, as true beauty comes from the inside out.